coming up with Google Doodle ideas actually comes from all over the place. It comes from not only the doodlers themselves, which is us, but it also comes from other people who work at Google and our users from all around the world.
And then we try to find that suggestion and solve that as a creative problem in the most exciting way that we can manage to do.
We basically just try to celebrate anything that's techie and fun and geeky and artistic.
We also have ones that we do every year. So like Halloween, for example, we know it's going to come every year so we can start planning way in advance.
The fortunate thing about finding inspiration for doodles is that we already have a subject matter. For instance, if we were celebrating St. Patrick's Day, we might look into Irish culture.
I usually start with research, look up reference imagery, and go from there, start sketching, brainstorming ideas.
So the inspiration comes from learning about what we're drawing. Doodle for Google is awesome because it gives kids all across the country the opportunity to take our jobs for a day. This year in particular is really cool. I'm really excited about the theme.
The theme is definitely, to me, really just super cool. I mean, my whole life, I've just dreamed about time travel.
I would definitely go to see the dinosaurs.
I may go back to the Renaissance just to see what they're doing.
I really find, like, the 1930s kind of interesting.
I mean, I have no idea where I would want to go, but to be able to express what you'd want to do on paper and show that to everybody, that's just really cool.
Okay, I have some advice for young artists. There's no shortcuts.
I would highly suggest that you draw every day and draw what you love.
I think above all, you should focus on having fun.
When you genuinely have fun, it shows.
You know, last year's winner just drew exactly what he loves, and that's, you know, aliens devouring Google letters, and, you know, it wasn't trying to be right, it was just him having fun, and that definitely registered with us.
This year, the winning student is Mateo Lopez from South San Francisco, California.
I think I cried. I'm seriously, if you look at the footage from last year when Mateo Lopez won, I was having the moment.
For me, the pinnacle of success when I was growing up as a young artist was to actually have my artwork pinned on the chalkboard and you know, have it shown in front of the whole class. That to me was, that was it. And for kids now to have the opportunity to have their artwork pinned on the homepage for millions of people to see is, you know, that's just awesome.